All right. Well, God bless you guys. It was just really cool to see how God was working it out already, just by the manifestation by Kathy and then the prayer by Vicky. It was just right along the lines of what I'm talking about. So it's pretty awesome. So I've entitled this teaching, No Other Way to Win the Battle. And it's in light of, you know, things that's going on in America and the riots and COVID and, you know, one blaming the other and I don't like your political views and you don't like mine and I don't like your skin and you don't like mine and but I like my skin. I moisturize. So, you know, you know, all those things, you know, they're very senseless because it doesn't matter. Like God just said, is that we are not of this world. We're above and beyond it. And it boggles my mind and it saddens my heart to see people continually go down the same road. But unless I'm mindful or unless we're mindful of who we are, you know, we can be distracted just as well as everyone else. But as children of God, you know, we don't have to allow those same issues to have any space in our minds. You know, as believers in Christ, you know, God has already given us the answers to this life. And, you know, our job is to find them. So with that being said, please turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'll give you a second to turn there. And I'm going to start in verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. But the part I want to focus on a little bit is the part of he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Right? So I'm going to continue to read on right here. It says, verse 4, whereby you are given, he's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then look how cool God is. He says, and besides this, giving all diligence. Diligence is our part. That's what we have to do. But when we do that, he says, add to your faith. And faith comes by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, you're still adding right now. To your virtue, add knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, and that word temperance is in kratia, which means self-control. So add to your self-control patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. There it is again. To make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now, God is not slack in telling us how to win. However, if we do not fill our minds with what he says, and we can be just, you know, susceptible as others who don't know who they are. Because the truth is, you know, we all have an enemy. And so I'm going to go to a familiar verse. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with this one, but John chapter 10. This is Jesus Christ talking, obviously, but it says in verse 10, the thief comes not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. And it says, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more to the full. So the thief comes not but for to kill and to steal and destroy, and he doesn't care how he does it. He'll use, you know, your mother, your brother, your auntie, your cousin. It doesn't matter. You use your best friend, whoever. It's designed for you to lose your peace. And, you know, God, you know, lovingly tells us, you know, this as well. So I have you do a little flipping. So we're going to go back to Peter. And we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm sure these are familiar verses for everyone, but these are obviously very powerful, which all of what God's word is. But it's very powerful verses to really think about and consider, because this is what's happening every single day of your life, regardless if you want to accept it or not. So it says in verse 8, be sober, which means to be well-balanced in your thinking. Be vigilant, which means to be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or eat. I don't want to get eaten, right? Verse 9, it says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So, in light of, like I was saying, all the things that's going on in this world, people were asking what's going to happen, how can we fix this? It's never going to be fixed, period. Because it's a battle that only God can fix. Our job is to remain peaceful and to know that that's what's happening behind the scenes. So how do you resist? And that word resist right there means to push against. I don't like to get pushed. You like to get pushed? No? Okay. So if you're getting pushed in life, or you're getting beat up, you got to push back. But how do you resist? We resist with the word. So turn to Romans, another familiar verse that's very, very powerful, and, you know, it's a staple as a Christian, because this is a constant thing that you have to do, especially dealing with people. So I'm going to start in verse 1, chapter 12, Romans 12, verse 1. It says, I lovingly implore you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I think it's reasonable, right? What he's done for us. And verse 2, this here is the focus. And be not conformed to this world. First of all, the world cannot conform you. You have to choose to conform yourself. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. Who are you going to prove it to? You got to prove it to yourself. That you may prove, you know, God, people always ask, oh, what's God's will? What's God's will? It's right there. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And the way you prove it is when you do it, you will see the promise come to pass. Whatever the promise is, if you apply it and you do it, you will see it come to pass. So that word renew means to store up in quality. So to store up in quality the thoughts that you want to think, not what your enemy is trying to tell you to think. But we have to do the renewing of our minds. And God's word, we because we're going to go through a whole lot of different things in life, and life is going to throw a lot of things at you, and sometimes all at once. So if my coping skills are not as sharp as I want them to be, and, you know, I don't think the word or I don't commit the word to memory, I'd be very challenged in situations for an answer, right? But, I mean, I could always, of course, speak in tongues and remain peaceful, but I got to know what the tools are. I got to know, I know I have the tools in my tool belt. If I don't know it, then how can I use it? Right? So, let's see. Lost my place here. It's amazing when you write your own writing down and you can't read your own writing. It's like, what did I write? What was I thinking right there? I don't know. For example, for myself, this morning, like, you know, and it's, like I said, spiritual battle all the time, and you got to renew your mind and things of that nature. Now, some of you guys know, but not all of you know, but my uncle, he fell asleep this morning, and I found out 30 minutes after he fell asleep. So, and this is, you know, my favorite uncle. All my family's in Virginia, just in case you guys didn't know. But my favorite uncle used to take me and my brother and my sister just all around and have a great time. And, you know, he was always there, you know, at different times for sure. And, you know, so the point is, you know, as a believer, you know, when I first read the message or heard my mother's voicemail or got my message from my aunt, you know, I had to really renew my mind really quickly, because the emotion that I wanted to feel was not going to be helpful for me. So I had to choose in the moment, okay, Mike, you're going to think this, and, you know, you hear people, you know, upset or sad or, you know, and it's sad and it's horrible and I miss them, obviously. But I knew that if I allowed myself to go down that road, it wasn't going to be good for me, nor anyone that would be around me, because I probably wouldn't be very pleasant or grumpy or standoffish, which is not who I am and not who and how I want to be. So what I did was, you know, as a believer, you know, I know that I'll see him again, because he believes, I believe, see him in heaven when Jesus Christ comes back. Thank you, God. Come quickly. Come right now. But, you know, in the midst of all of that, I have my brother calling me. I have my mother texting me. I have, you know, as I'm renewing my mind, I have a text message coming through, I have a phone call coming in, I have another text message, and I'm like, everyone's trying to get in contact with me to find out what can we do. And, you know, and obviously, you know, it's an emotional thing, so everyone's feeling emotional about it. So, but what I did for myself is I immediately renewed my mind and immediately spoke in tongues. And when I was renewing my mind, I renewed my mind to, I'm sure you guys are familiar with this one, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not worry about anything, Mike, but by everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your heart and your thinking by Christ Jesus. So, either that's true or it's not. So I'm like, okay, getting beat up. Oh, Lord have mercy. Then I'm like, no. I had to renew my mind again. Then I had to do it again. Then I had to do it again. Then I had to do it again. And eventually, you know, God is not a man, he should lie. So obviously the peace came, because I did my part. God was obviously there working, and he was helping. And then, you know, I talked to Barney and Vicky this morning. You know, Barney called me. God bless their hearts. And they called me, and, you know, he prayed, and he talked about it a little bit, and he gave me the opportunity to postpone what I'm talking about now. And, you know, bless his heart as well. But I knew that the day that I said that I was going to teach next week, I knew that it was going to come at me in all these different areas and facets this past week. And it did. But I was watchful and I was mindful of what was happening around me at all times, even more so, even though I am always, but it was even more so that because I knew that the devil wouldn't get more joy than to not see me sitting up here talking to you right now. So I decided, I said, no, I'll do it outside of my emotion. And the devil tried to get in here, man, just go ahead and just forget about it. Go next week, Mike. Nah, I'm good. Barney, yes, sir, I'm in. You know, because it's a spiritual battle all day long. And you, me, everyone, and everyone that's a believer especially, you're a target. And you're a target for the devil. But thankfully, we know we already have the victory. And, well, whether you know it or not, you are a target. And but God tells us the real battle that's going on. So the real battle is this. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm sure you guys know this. However, I will take the liberty of reading it. So, verse 10, it says, finally, brother, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Whose might? God's might, not Mike's might. I can't do it, right? I've tried it. Doesn't work. So, it says, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. God told us with Peter, you have an adversary that's walking around as a roaring lion, seeking to devour you. So you can't always keep up with his schemes, but you can arm yourselves with strength and with God's word so that you have something to fight with when it's time. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, it's amazing to me, even, you know, believers, you see believers, you know, get into arguments with each other or have a qualm about this or have a qualm about that or have a beef about that. And it's like, no, that's not even what's happening right now. It's what's behind the scenes. And if you don't have your eyes on and your ears on and your heart aligned right, then you're going to jump right in the mix of the soup. And then everyone's in trouble. Right? So whatever you're in an argument or you're mad at someone, it's not that person. It's the spirit behind them what's affecting it, or the spirit behind you that's affecting you. And sometimes you just need to call a 20-second timeout, coach. And renew your minds to what this is, because it's not a flesh and blood battle. But it's against principalities, verse 12 still, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What are we looking at when we look out in the world right now? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's right there. There's the answer. So if this is true, then the rest of it's true too. Wherefore, and this is our job, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. So now you're standing. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. So it's like a belt. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation or ready for the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, because we really need faith nowadays, for sure, right? I mean, we always do, always have, but now it's like, okay, all right, God. You say faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Okay, well, let me get my Bible out and read it out loud to myself. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, we have all that armor, the sword of the Spirit. So when we resist, because the devil walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but when we resist him, that's how we resist. We resist with the word, because the word is the only thing that attacks. And we can't fight, you know, spiritual things with natural things, so you have to fight with the Spirit. And God has given it to us, laid it out plain and simple. It's just our job to be diligent. So the next time, you know, life presents a change-up or a knuckleball, because it's happening all the time, remember to remember who you are in Christ and that he lives in you. And the same power that it took for God to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, that same power lives in you. And so, you know, you have all the abilities to rise above any irritation, any frustration that you believe, you know, is the other person or other situation, never the circumstances. You know, there's a saying somebody said that tough times don't last, tough people do. Right? So, like I said, it's not them, it's not the other person, regardless of how seriously it looks in the moment and how heated someone else is, it's not them. But if they don't know that if they have the Spirit of God in them, but if they don't have the Spirit of God in them, then you really might want to speak in tongues for them. But you know, Barney alluded to it earlier. You know, like I said, it's not them, but we have to have our eyes open, our ears open, and our hearts focused on God and what the real battle is happening in the moment, because it is a minute-by-minute thing. And then we have to lean on the Spirit of Christ that's inside of us and then be serious about our prayers. Because God tells us, be watchful when you pray. Look for the answer, because they will come. But if we just pray frivolously and just, like, don't believe it's going to happen, then what fun is that? So we do all of those things, then we're able to walk in the kindness that Barney talked about. And as James spoke about in James 1:19, that, you know, we will be able to be slow to speak, slow to become angry, and quick to listen, because the anger of man does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. So, in closing, you know, you have to be passionate. You have to be excited. You got to get excited on the inside. Sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. You know, sometimes you got to get up on the inside. Sometimes you just got to clap yourself in the game. That was me clapping. So, because life is challenging. Life is a challenge, and we're all going through it. So it's just a matter of getting excited, loving one another up, and just being mindful of who we are and who that other person is that we're speaking to. You know, it's just kind of like Jeremiah said, a fire shot up in my bones. You know, because it doesn't matter what life throws at you or what people say or, you know, but we, because of this word of God and the Spirit of Christ that lives in us and what God gave to us so freely in his love and great concern and care for every detail of our lives, we have to be fully persuaded, right? And the way that we become fully persuaded is we got to continue to renew our minds to what His Word says. Because there is no other way to live this life that works that I know of. And so in order to win the mental, physical, emotional, spiritual battles that we all face, just stay locked into God's Word and stay mindful of who you are and walk with that gentleness and softness, because there's so many hurting people out there. So my question is to you, are you fully persuaded about who you are? Remember that. And remember to smile. I love you guys. Thank you for the opportunity in this moment. Barney has a song for me. Thank you, sir.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that
bet I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still.
I smile.
Hallelujah.
I smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people. Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're.
Feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it.
you a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. Then, I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My.
Amen to that. But yeah, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And remember to smile this week more than you smiled today. Okay? Stay focused on what you're doing. Know that God loves you and he's with you at all costs, at any time. So God bless you guys.